Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Internet Business Blueprint Podcast. This is James Holmes, your host. I want to welcome you to episode number 192 in our series. Today's title is The New Business Lifestyle Frontier by Your Design. And I want to talk to you guys today about the tremendous opportunity that exists within the online world, specifically related to building a business on the internet. If we think back 20 years ago to where the internet for most of us in terms of awareness really began, the internet was really designed and initially was utilized exclusively by the military and also in the academic circles. And then along the mid-90s, we started to slowly see opportunities emerge where people were engaging with the internet in the beginning for very practical purposes. We all remember, you know, the good old dial-up days and accessing through AOL different news feeds and that type of thing. But in terms of the commercial use of the internet, that really didn't start to mature until later in the 90s. And the first wave of internet entrepreneurs that came along really in the late 90s and early 2000s would be really defined by the dot-com boom, the dot-com bubble, and then ultimately the dot-com bust. And the way that an entrepreneur would typically interface with the internet and build a business from that was really in developing product ideas or service ideas that we as the general public and people outside of the actual business side of the internet would simply engage in, mostly built around creating convenience around tasks that we already were doing or functionality in our day-to-day lives that was something that we were doing offline. The old model, in the process of that old model, was simply four steps, that someone would have a creative idea, was the first thing. Second, they would raise venture capital, typically, angel seed investors and ultimately venture capital. And if you were around and involved in business at that time, you'll likely remember all of the incredibly inflated, multiple millions of dollars that were flowing into the dot-com sector of the economy by venture capital for ideas and concepts that had no customers and no sales. It was really kind of a remarkable thing to witness, you know, during that initial dot-com boom and bust. So venture capital would be raised, and then what would really happen is the owners of those businesses would burn through all the cash they raised creating their market. So it was a creative idea, raising of capital, and then burning through that capital in order to create an actual market and to kind of prove that the concept had a certain level of acceptance in the marketplace. Then the final step, which was the exit strategy of the entrepreneur typically, was to attract and close a buyout deal from a much larger corporation and walk away with quite a lot of money. It was an interesting model. It's one that wasn't really sustainable in the way that was being carried out in the early days. There's a cycle of ideas, capital, and certainly market making and liquidation that still exist, but nowhere along the level and scale of what happened in those first and early days in the internet. So that's not the process. That is not the process I want to talk to you guys about today, because there's a much more practical, much easier in reality, and a way that is open to a lot more people to be able to leverage the internet in order to create the lifestyle that that you want, no matter how modest or grand that may be. And even more importantly, I think, is to be able to design the type of life you want to live as it relates to your time and choices, and then how do you fund that lifestyle. And the new frontier really does exist. And let me walk you through the process there. The first thing is identifying the niche you want to operate in. You know, what is the business market, the business niche you want to operate in? And I find lots of times successful entrepreneurs online will work in an area of something they're passionate about. There are countless stories that I could share with you, and maybe over time we'll have some of these business owners on our show. Of entrepreneurs that had an idea for a product or a service, anything from, you know, maybe handmade jewelry to T-shirts to some technology product, or just acting as an intermediary between a product or service that they love and the actual manufacturer and creator of that product or service, and being literally the conduit between themselves, the business in the marketplace and building a business that can thrive online. So identifying the niche where you want to work in, the space you want to occupy, and maybe focusing on driving into an area that you are passionate about would serve you well as a starting point. The second thing you've got to do is find a platform or build a platform in order to promote your business idea, your products, or your services. There's a wide range of opportunities for that, including things as simple as selling through a marketplace like Amazon or eBay, or it could be a platform where the product and service that you're wanting to market and sell has already been created and facilitated by a third party, and you're simply just interfacing with their system and acting as an independent agent of their system and building your business and your brand around that particular system. Once you've done that, identified the niche, found the platform or built the platform yourself, the next thing, which is really the good news, is you can self-fund an opportunity to build a business online. Now, the barriers to entry in the modern frontier of the internet are very low. In terms of, if you look at the practical cost of starting a traditional brick-and-mortar business and what's required before you open your doors to your first customer and compare that to starting a business online, you'll see that it's a dramatically different story, that there's very few barriers to entry, and that self-funding is definitely doable and is done by most entrepreneurs that are coming online at the scale that I'm talking about. Now, the internet has also fostered a lot of interesting opportunities for microfinancing and what's called crowdfunding, where you can actually put your idea out into crowdfunding communities or microfinance communities, and if you are in a position where you're needing funding to get your idea off the ground, you can acquire the funding pretty seamlessly by accessing capital through those venues. And we're definitely going to be talking about that more as we move forward. So once you've got the funding in place, you've got your niche identified, and you've got your platform, the next thing to do is engage a mentor, because one of the fastest ways to become established online, to avoid setbacks, and to get into profit as quickly as possible is to engage a mentor who has gone before you, someone who already is successful online, has built an online business, and is in a position to be able to actually show you the steps required and the processes required in order to accomplish your goal. So identifying and engaging a mentor is the fourth step in the process. Number five is driving targeted traffic, because the commerce on the internet really is all about driving traffic. It's getting people online looking at your product or service offer, and the internet makes it I won't say it's easy, but it certainly is routine, and there is a path to follow around driving targeted traffic to your offers online. And along the same lines, you want to also leverage the platform that exists online to outsource any tasks you have that are really not your top dollar productive tasks. So utilizing virtual assistants or some other type of a platform or service such as something like Fiverr.com to just get some tasks done that you could spend hours doing, or you can identify someone that can do it competently and just pay them what will end up being a relatively nominal fee for the impact it has on your business and your ability to focus your time on the more lucrative dollar productive types of tasks that are required. At the end of the day, what the internet offers as an opportunity is for people to work from anywhere around the world. The idea is that you build a business that is based on the web, that your resources, your tools, your databases, everything you need to implement your business exists, whether it be in the cloud or in a database system online. And as long as you have access to an internet connection, you can function and work from anywhere in the world as if you were sitting in your office. There's really no difference. And so when I thought about today's title and talking about the new business frontier and developing the lifestyle of the digital entrepreneur, it really is all about the freedom of place. The idea that if, as long as you have your laptop with you, that you could plug in, connect with the web, and conduct your business and do that from anywhere is a very powerful idea. Now, you know, as we sit here in 2015, the reality is the economic conditions over the last, I would say, probably 8 or 9 years have really positioned the idea of creating a digital business and working online as a perfect solution to the challenges that many people face. You know, there was the implosion of our global economy in 2008 and 2009, and it really changed the landscape for a lot of people around the world and what their thoughts were around their planning and their careers. There are literally tens upon tens of thousands of people, if not millions of people, who at 2008, 2009 were at a point of nearing retirement. They may have even had it within a 3 to 5 year window. And when the economy washed out, so did their retirement funding and their planning and saving. And there are many tens and hundreds of thousands of people who had intended on retiring that now are looking for an alternative idea. And certainly an online business idea will satisfy a need like that. There are people that have been through downsizing, have been, you know, kind of edged out of their career path. And certainly during the period of the economic downturn, replacing a career job was not an easy task. And so the internet provided and continues to provide a platform for people in that position to be able to create some independence and begin a new career. We're finding in the millennial generation that some of the traditional ideas around work and the traditional ideas around a career path have really changed from certainly from my generation. And online businesses offer people at that end of the spectrum, the millennials, an opportunity to be able to establish their own business and to have the freedom of space, freedom of time, freedom of location, and to some level financial freedom at a time where they're maybe not wanting to take a traditional path in their careers. And so really anyone that's just, you know, in those initial steps of coming into the workforce all the way through to the person who's really at a point of either being ready to retire or soon to be ready to retire, the internet offers opportunities for everyone on both ends of that spectrum and everyone in between. And it's literally, for some, has been a life-saving and household-saving, you know, and long-term financial security saving platform to be able to really change the way that they go about making money and living their lives. Now, as it was with the original gold rush, which took place, of course, with gold mining in the West, many of those who made the biggest fortunes during the gold rush were those who sold the tools, those who provided picks and shovels to the prospectors and miners who were going off to stake their fortune. Of course, for those who sold the tools, the outcome of those explorations wasn't really that relevant because their money was made simply in selling the tools and the resources. One of the things that I personally have done throughout my career online that dates back to late 2008, early 2009, is I have been in the market of selling tools, coaching, training, resources, platforms, education. These are the tools of the digital economy. And one thing I would encourage you if you're considering an online business is looking at what's available to you along the lines of selling and promoting, developing and exposing training, tools, platforms, and coaching to the digital marketplace. It's just like anything. Those who seek to do something that's new seek education and resources to bring about their goals. And someone has to provide those. And so as just an idea, it is something that you might want to consider as a possible path. When I talk about the idea in the very beginning of identifying a niche, that could be a very powerful niche. I would say more than anything else, if I wanted to kind of leave you with one thought that is probably the most important, is getting back to this idea of doing something you're passionate about. You know, the path to creating a sustainable business online is certainly not as cluttered and filled with barriers as maybe a traditional business. There are levels of risk, and I know this from just personally owning offline businesses in the past, there's a level of risk with, you know, going out and leasing space, building out space, buying or leasing equipment, identifying and hiring personnel, dealing with liability issues and insurance and tax issues, and then finally at some point in time cutting the ribbon, you know, at the Chamber of Commerce event to open the doors to your new business. And you're sitting there with a lot of risk in hand, a lot of expenses already put out, and a lot of things that could come up in your path that are not easy to navigate, at least not quickly, sometimes in the offline world. From an online perspective, you create your market. You identify and tap into a vast market that exists online. From an economic perspective, the barriers to entry are very few. The costs are relatively small. And the formula for creating success is very much defined, and there are many clues to those who have done it successfully in a sustainable way over time. So when you think about the idea of becoming an entrepreneur or continuing your entrepreneurial journey, perhaps considering doing it a different way, I want to encourage you certainly to look at the web. And the reason I wanted to share these thoughts with you today on the podcast is simply looking at 2015 as a brand new year, the opportunity to set new goals and to pursue new ideas, that now is the best time, I think, in the last 20 years to look at the internet as a potential pathway to start a sustainable business. The tools and resources that are available today, even those that are available that weren't available 5 or 10 years ago, you know, the ability to access the cloud, the ability to engage with mobile marketing, and the ability through social media to identify and target specific individuals that have an interest in what it is that you are marketing or selling through your business, those things exist in ways that have never been present before. And so the idea of approaching the digital economy and the opportunities that it would provide for you are very powerful. Now, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of maybe explore this more fully. And I want to offer you a 7-part video bootcamp series that really lays out the concepts that I've shared today in the podcast with a lot more detail over 7 specific lessons. I'm going to introduce you to, I talked about mentorship earlier, and I'll introduce you to a couple of individuals who have built a tremendous track record of success going back over the last decade in online marketing, and who do own and operate a system and a platform much along the lines of what I spoke about today in terms of allowing you as an individual to just plug in and engage, identify your market, and build that business that we've been talking about today. As always, if you want to reach out to me, if I can help you in terms of your business, if you want to kick around an idea or just get some advice on how to move an idea forward, you can always reach me through my blog, which is at www.askjamesholmes.com. That's www.askjamesholmes.com. And if you just hit the contact button on that website, you'll find my address, phone number, Skype address, and email address. And whatever suits you best, feel free just to reach out and make the connection, and we can kind of move forward with seeing what it is that you're looking to do online with your business. I every day consult with people that are in the traditional offline business world, and they're looking for ways to be able to leverage the internet to build their traditional offline business. Even more, those who are looking to create a lifestyle business where they can leverage the internet to drive traffic and candidates for their offers, for their products and services, or their business idea. It could be a business opportunity that you're promoting and wanting to leverage the internet in order to help you in the recruiting process. And that also is something that can be attained very much by the same process that I described today. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Look forward to having you back on the program with us next week. We will begin in the month of February having some guests in. So if you're a longtime listener of the Internet Business Blueprint podcast and have enjoyed the interviews that have been conducted over the last few years, we'll be back to that in full force beginning in February and look forward to bringing you some very interesting entrepreneurial stories and conscious lifestyle stories from our guests. Feel free to go back to the archive to this show. If you just go to jamesholmesradio.com, you can see past interviews, in fact, 192 past interviews once this one hits the archive, including those with some special guests along the way, a lot of actionable content and ideas to help you move your business and your life forward. So again, thanks for being with me today. This has been James Holmes with the Internet Business Blueprint Podcast. Until next time, peace to you along your journey.